at the Gear Lodge, a community health fair, which is free, is coming up on Friday, October 22nd from 11 to 3. Joining us this morning is Stacy Nicholas, who is a Senior Director, Organizational Advancement at Gear Village Senior Community. Stacy, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having us. We appreciate all that you do and making it possible for us to spread the word.
You know, it's interesting. When I looked at this interview coming up, and then I looked at and we posted the poster, there haven't been many health fairs, obviously, because the past year and a half, we've been dealing with COVID. And these free community health fairs are invaluable. I know years and years and years ago, I was actually broadcasting from a community health fair. This was probably 10 years ago. And during the broadcast, I took one of the tests and found out that I had something on my nose that had to be removed. And probably, because I would have not ever noticed it really, and it was removed, and it came back, and it was, and then I removed it again, and it was gone. I would have never found out about that, and it might have led to cancer for me. And this was a free community screening. So the community health fair that you are putting on Friday, October 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Gear Lodge is really a very important event.
It's actually a watershed moment for us, especially as we are trying to navigate our way through COVID. We've taken a lot of precautions, and we're making sure that we can still serve the community, but in a very safe way. So I'm calling this the Fresh Air Health Fair because it's all going to be outside. And the amazing organizations that we partnered with are very unique, each and every one of them. But the one thing that they do have in common is that everybody's gotten really smart, and they have mobile vans that they're using in order to reach out to the communities, especially in the Northwest corner, in order to continue to provide service in this crazy world, but to make sure that people get what they need. And so every single one of these organizations is bringing their mobile vans, and we'll have everything set up in our parking lot so that they can be spaced apart, so that everybody can feel very comfortable, but still get access to the services that they need or that they don't even know that they need, which is what you proved with your story this morning.
You know, it's so interesting. One thing COVID, the pandemic has done, has forced us all to be more creative in ways to be still involved in the community and reach out. And that's any nonprofit that's in our tri-state region. Everybody's had to become a little smarter and a little more efficient in reaching out to people. Once again, we're speaking with Stacy Nicholas, and Gear has that community health fair coming up. It's free, 11 to 3 at the Lodge at Gear Village, South Canaan Road in North Canaan on Friday, October 22nd. And before I get on to all the other the people that are going to be there, Gear itself is going to offer several different things: senior wellness, medication management, Dial-A-Ride, plus chair yoga. And Stacy, I have to tell you, I used to be somebody who kind of brushed off chair yoga. But since I've had four surgeries on my ankles, and I'm now going through two different treatments on my knees, guess what I do?
Yeah.
I do chair yoga.
You know what? Any movement that you do that's more than what you did yesterday is good.
And the
YMCA is going to be providing that program as well as some other offerings, and they're great at getting people motivated.
And I explain a little bit to people that, and I can't believe there would be people out there that wouldn't know about this, but I think there probably are, especially because people have moved into the area. You at Gear are offering senior wellness, medication management, and Dial-A-Ride. Let's talk a little bit about each of those things that you're offering.
Sure. So you've actually interviewed two out of the three people that run those programs. Senior Wellness is Chrissy Bafanis. Yep. She's our occupational therapist who works here up at the Lodge. She provides a plethora of activities, but things that help our seniors age well. And so she is planning to do on that particular day assessments to help people understand, you know, what their level of activities are right now, and help them think about and map out how to improve that. Medication management is Charlie Page, who is our pharmacist, and he's absolutely fabulous. Actually, this coming week on the 20th, he has a virtual lecture going on as well about medication management. And it's just, you know, learning about how to make the most of the medications that are prescribed to you. Because sometimes, you know, there's contraindications, sometimes we don't take them properly, and we think that they don't work, but it's really that we haven't given them a chance. And then you've also interviewed Ivana Powers, who runs our Dial-A-Ride program and does all of our transportation here at GEAR. And so those three entities are going to be represented at the health fair.
Now, once again, the health fair is Friday, October 22nd, from 11 to 3 at the Lodge at GEAR Village. Walk-ins are welcome. Now, this is open for ages 16 or older, and, of course, face masks will be required. If you don't have a face mask, they'll provide one for you. And as Stacey mentioned, it's going to be outside. Let's talk about your partners that are going to be in this, Hartford Healthcare, the McCall Center, and Community Health and Wellness.
We're very fortunate to have some great partners. Hartford Healthcare, actually this started with a conversation with them and just kind of snowballed as these things do. And so we've been working with them quite a bit. One thing that is we're real excited that they're going to be able to offer at this are some COVID vaccines as well as flu vaccine and booster shots. So I've been hearing in the corner that the boosters are a little bit difficult to get right now. So we're very thrilled that they're going to be able to come prepared for a crowd. they're also going to be doing some food and nutrition counseling, some balance and memory screenings, you know, just to give people an opportunity to talk with their professionals. So.
I also see on the list that there's going to be some vision and hearing screenings as well. Also, mm-hmm. a pharmacist there. Like you said, you can ask and find out about the medicines that you're taking or might have to take. And also a hands-only CPR training. But now let's move over to the McCall Center for Behavioral Health. Their mobile wellness van will be there, and they are offering a lot of different services as well.
They are. And one thing that... they actually did a training for our staff on that is very interesting, is what's called the COACH program. And that is a COVID assistance community health program. And it's meant just to really help people navigate the stresses and strains that we are all figuring out due to COVID. And they, again, have a mobile van that they're going to be bringing, and they focus on senior outreach, assistance for the northwest corner with the prevention network, and, you know, mental health and behavioral health issues.
Once again, we're speaking with Stacey Nicholas, and the free community health screening will take place on Friday, October 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lodge at GEAR Village. There'll be free healthy snacks and also a cooking demonstration. But also now you've also included community health and wellness in this, and they are offering a package of free things for people as well.
They are. Community health and wellness just recently initiated their what they call Betty, which is their mobile van, to bring services throughout the northwest corner. And they are going to be doing some blood pressure screenings. They're going to be doing some age-based screenings, as well as have a primary care physician or APRN available in order to talk to people about, you know, possible appointments and things that they might need in the area.
You know, Stacey, it's so interesting. You know, we're so lucky around here. Seniors, everybody has access to healthcare, but seniors especially. But, you know, I think what GEAR and the lodge and the whole Gear Village community has been through in the past year and a half. The residents that either in Beckley House or at the Gear Lodge or at Gear Nursing and Rehabilitation, it obviously has been a stressful time for them and a stressful time for all you employees, but you've all held it together and come through this. I just marvel at the work that it's taken.
You know, I marvel too, because I'm not a clinician. You know, I work in the office area. And when you see the staff every single day and they bounce back every morning when they come in, it is stressful. They are just amazing individuals, every single one of them, whether it be in housekeeping, or in the dietary department, and certainly up on the floors in the clinical environments. It's very heartwarming to know that you work for an organization where people care and show it every single day as much as they do.
Well, once again, one final reminder for people, and we'll talk about this and play this interview back numerous times. And if you folks want to see what's going on there, you can go to our website, robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, and when you find this interview, it'll be up in about 25 minutes. You'll see the information on the community health fair Friday, October 22nd, 11 to 3, the lodge at Gear Village. It'll be outdoors. Once again, 16 and over. Face masks will be required, and if you don't have them with you and you're riding by and you want to stop by, they'll have face masks for you. Stacy, give my best to everybody at Gear, and also congratulations. I think once again the arrival of a community health fair right at this particular time is very, very welcome.
Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate your time, and come on down and everybody learn something new.
All right, Stacy, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I just love when our different organizations like this put on free events like this, and it's so beneficial to the community. More information you can also find out at carecares.org on the web.